Are you hungry?
Good thing, because it's time for your weekly slice of Tres Leches, served as a podcast. Good morning, my dears. Juan here in the spotlight. Today, we're unpacking the controversy surrounding J-Lo's Bronx credentials, igniting more sparks than an FBI chainsaw cutting through P. Diddy's private home safe. His love certainly does cost a thing, that we learned for sure. But that's another story for another time. Then we have some spilled milk that's really worth crying over. We're delving into the essence of love and life's pivotal choices. Who should be at your proposal slash wedding? And more importantly, who shouldn't be? But wait, there's more. We're helping the listener figure out something really tough. What are you willing to give up to have kids? Would you give up your husband? I've given up men for a hell of a lot less than that. But first, hop on the six with us. We're going uptown to find Jenny on her aforementioned block. Here we go.
Welcome back. Yeah.
Is that what we wanted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Okay, wait. Am I going to do a parody of it or am I going to actually try? I can't be straight. I don't know if I can do it. Okay, wait. Let me try. Okay, wait.
Dude, what? Just go.
I'm sorry.
Not okay. Dude.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. We're so happy to have you. I just sound like I work at the Apple Store.
That was really fun. Thanks for playing, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing the ultimate, actually.
I didn't really actually... I was, like, looking for my characterization. I'm like, okay, do I want to be...
See, and that is the thing, is that was the straight man right there. You didn't have to do anything.
Do absolutely nothing,
and we will flock to you.
That's the thing. I guess when less is more when you're a straight man.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's begin.
And our registers go up.
Hello. And we're back. Hi. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Tres Leches. I'm Juan, and I am joined by Ian and Johnny. Say hello, boys.
Hello.
Hey.
Ooh.
What's up?
Coming in with the mask energy on a sunny, gorgeous day in here in New York City.
Yes.
But the thrice of us are together, back on the couch.
The thrice of us are together. We all were in LA. We are still riding, to quote Juan, a high from the Queerties. We were all in California and we had such a good time. How did you guys feel about that trip?
Great.
It
was nice to be in the same place with you guys. Not that we're never in the same place, but like in a different
over
space.
There. Yeah.
Right, over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I will say, I didn't know what to expect going back. Obviously, moving here was super exciting and all the things. And, you know, I realized kind of how much, because I was very vocal about like not wanting to be there anymore and I wanted a change. And so I didn't know how I was going to feel. And I have to say, I learned how much I really loved it. I love that now it's this place that I used to call home. And so like there's pieces of me there. There's like memories in there. I know how to get around. I know what streets to take. I know what coffee shops to go to. And that feels very nice. I have friends there. And so like there's just this place that I can now also call home that maybe isn't so bad. You know what I mean? It's like it's really.
Yeah. It ain't so bad once you're away from it.
Yeah,
it's like that relationship where you're like, we did have fun, didn't we?
Yeah, for
and then
sure.
You're like, but you try and do it for another month, you get back together with them, and you're like, this is why it didn't work.
It's cute for a taste.
She's like, I don't know. Yeah, I could go out there.
I think I could do it. Honestly, for me, and like, I just love it. I love my walks. Maybe I was too hard on it. She tried again.
Yeah. But I do feel like Los Angeles, I love it. I always feel
I do
like,
love that you all just impersonated me with like such clear falsetto mixes. Like that is that is a true like compliment and testament to my voice
to
training
to your vocal health.
Oh my god,
like
to your vocal health.
The chords were touching.
First of all, the actual words were the night was so fun. We didn't win, but it was great fun.
Yeah.
And I loved looking as good as we looked together.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
But
it was such a great night. Throwing it together last minute.
It was great.
Because I'm going to say, for the viewers, I found out the night before.
Oh, right. Because you weren't going to come.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yes,
are we airing dirty laundry on podcast?
I don't care.
These days?
I wasn't going to go to the Queerties because I love the folks that work there, but I think they could use some help in organization. Mm. The door situation was a little chaotic.
Our producer, Johnny, we're just going to... Okay. So
you don't need to cut that. They're probably not listening.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait, they probably are listening.
They probably are listening. Someone from the Queerties came up to me at the end of...
It was Johnny. Lopez. Johnny.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And he was like, keep doing what you're doing and just like really... that was really nice.
Yeah. It was nice.
It was nice. I'm not... Here's the thing. Like, no, I had a great time. Yeah. I just... You know, as someone who used to work the door, I'm like, okay, I see how this can improve. Mm. But
what door? Tell me, Johnny, what door?
I'm not telling you. I signed an NDA of the door that I worked at.
Do you know what I was just referencing, though?
What door?
What door, Johnny, huh? What door did you used to work on?
Oh, gosh.
What is that?
What block?
J-Lo.
What block, J-Lo? Oh. What block was that in the Bronx, girl? Yeah. Anyway, that was funny.
I thought to myself that one day we'll be telling a story about our lives and people will be like, yeah, but was that true?
Oh my God.
Like if people don't want to believe something is true, they will find a way to convince other people that it's not true.
Mm. Yeah, there's been a lot of back and forth on our chat message thread, yeah, thread. Or our text messages about that J-Lo moment in her... That documentary.
It really is a chat room, by the way.
It is a chat room. In her documentary that is meant to accompany her new album,
This Is Me Now.
She has a cute, supposed to be very intimate moment when she's in the gym and she's just worked out and she's shaking out her hair and it's kind of like curly and kind of wild. And she's like, you know, this reminds me of when I was a little girl, you know,
running
up and down the block in the Bronx.
Cut to the stitch on this video that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. And then someone on TikTok was like, what block? What block, J-Lo? What block? Tell us the block.
And when I saw this video, I laughed because the comedian in me has been like, that would be a funny thing to be like, what is this block we always speak of? Not because I don't believe she comes from a block that is on the Bronx, but because I just think that is, it sounds funny to me. And so this person... did it first, but it was coming from a true place of like, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I know. And listen, I am always ready to criticize appropriately. You know, I think I have J-Lo and I have our moments. I love J-Lo, but I'm not, blinded by her. I think that there are things that I have said about J-Lo in the past, whatever, that things that I love, things that I don't love. Overall, I love her. And I think that it was a very unfair. I think that what block J-Lo, it's like kind of discredit or to.
Right.
To. Do you think she's lying about having grown up in the Bronx?
Right.
Like, if
they would have been able to prove that by now.
And then the worst part is one of her classmates, some bitter girl.
Oh my God.
So they didn't even go to school together. She went to school there after J-Lo had graduated.
Right. She was just naming names like she was just making an example.
Like, you stop using us to make yourself human. First of all, I just have to say, celebrities are human.
They don't have to.
I'm sorry to tell you, they're human. They just... are human with more money and more insecurity issues because they have more people looking at them.
Yeah.
That's
We buy West Elm couches. You know what I mean? We're just like you.
We
police. Police. Yeah. Someone please, before we defund them, call the police immediately. I have to report a crime.
Oh, I love starting.
Lock her up.
I love starting shit.
Oh, that's funny.
Her classmate, for those of you who haven't watched The Stitch, so that her classmate responds a video like to respond
but stop
to
saying classmate because she didn't go to school with the bitch.
Okay, another girl from the Bronx who went to the same high school.
Exactly.
Okay, another girl from the Bronx, another generically Latina girl.
Carolina.
Who, yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Who grew up in the Bronx, makes a video being like, stop lying about running up and down the block. We went to the same Catholic high school and you were sitting next to Maureen McGovern and Colleen McGillicuddy. And like, I'm like, okay, you've proven absolutely nothing.
Right.
Did she literally like use
hit you?
How does she go to school? Did she just like, she was beamed up into space and then appeared in the courtyard at St. Patrick's?
Right.
Like she did walk up and down the block and her hair, I'm sure did get messy once or twice.
Yeah.
It's why I am all for criticizing J-Lo. If you have something to say, say it. Fine. But it's just like a lazy attack.
Isn't it tired though? Like
it's tired.
Isn't it time to put the J-Lo stuff to rest? She's almost 60. she's survived this industry for so long. Let's pick on somebody else.
Enough.
Let's haze somebody else for a little bit. This woman, and also what I said to the group chat, I'm like, don't send me these things. I don't find them funny. Because seeing J-Lo's documentary and seeing how insecure and how much she cries about the way that people speak about her, it makes me sad.
Mm. Of course.
It makes me really sad because
a human being.
Yeah, she might cry into, you know, Egyptian cotton, but she's still crying at the end of the day. And I know what it feels like to cry because I feel misunderstood or like people don't like me just because, like... Yeah, anyway.
Los ricos también lloran.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a very famous...
exactly.
That
was
a
rich cry.
That was a very famous telenovela.
Oh my God, wait, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a very, very famous
telenovela. Los ricos también lloran.
Yeah, I believe it was starring Veronica Castro. Don't quote me on that, but I think it was. But, you know, whether you cry into cotton or whether you cry into silk sheets at night, you're still crying.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, I just find that the J-Lo criticism off, you know, whatever, you got to say what you got to say, be funny. But that particular attack, criticizing her for not being connected to the Bronx enough, or
you haven't come back here in a while.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah. The whole point.
Well,
yeah.
The last time she went, she's like, I used to live here. And the guy's like, who are you? I would have never shown my face again. I'm like, oh, great.
We're done. We're done. Listen.
I'm like, oh, you don't know who I am?
Yeah. She's also, it's not her job to be the governor of the Bronx and all of a sudden come back and be like.
But people, again, parasocial relationship.
Kind of, but it's also, to quote you, like low-hanging fruit. I wonder if Miss Original Stitch Girl that I sent that video about, the what blocked, just because the cut into how it sounds, the formula of it was funny, but then she was so serious that you're like, okay, like I'm not here to bash J-Lo because I love the woman.
Yeah.
Love her
love.
So much. Like, we love her.
We love J-Lo.
We love her. J-Lo. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
J-Lo. You're amazing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
You're amazing. You deserved an Oscar nomination for Selena. And I am so happy that we live in a world where we get to see you try all the time and try hard. Because guess what? A lot of other people could stand to do what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And they'd maybe be as successful as you are. And then we can complain about them. Mm. We're not complaining about you. You know what I mean?
Right. We are not.
No,
we're not. We are not. But, and also, this, and then we'll get off of the J-Lo thing, but this is going to get us, this is going to get us where we need to be. This topic of celebrity, parasocial relationships. So this term was new to me, parasocial.
Yeah.
I only heard it when you said it last week, or when you said it. Someone said it.
Yeah.
So I immediately Googled it. And because
and
I'm always shocked when I don't know a word.
Did it say what it meant to say?
Yes. Yeah.
Was the idiom idioming?
Right. Yes, it was. So a parasocial relationship, and tell me if I'm explaining this correctly, is a relationship that you have with someone in your head. It's like when Wendy Williams used to say, this person is my friend in my head.
Correct.
Because you know them, because they're a celebrity, because you have such access to the person, because of what they share on social media, or, you know, you've seen every single one of their movies, or you know everything about them, you've read all their books, you feel like you know them, and then at best, you're familiar with them and you love them. Yeah. At worst, you feel like you own them and that they owe something to you.
They owe you a response.
They owe you a response because of their
place in your
life.
We saw your relationship. We deserve to see how did you guys break up and how you broke up and why you broke up. And
correct.
When you don't know those people.
You don't.
You don't know those people.
And they don't know you.
And as soon as you do sometimes give in, then there's another layer of like, well, you didn't do it this way. Well, we need to know. And then if you continue to play into the parasocial relationship as a person that is like experiencing that, then you like you can never win, really.
You can't.
Yeah.
And
it's just so hard.
That's why Beyonce don't talk to nobody.
Sorry, can we take a break? Just kidding.
Actually, we can take a break. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're hearing from you. It's time for some spilled milk. Come on back now.
Okay, my chickadees. Hello, everybody. We're back.
deal, deal,
baby. We had a good break. We had a good break too. A bit of, everyone had a snack.
Puts on glasses. Mm-hmm.
We did it all. We did it all. I put on my Sophia Loren glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so it's time for Spilled Milk. It's a segment where it's a mixed bag. We take your questions, your comments, and we put them on the air.
Ooh.
This week, it's just some good old-fashioned advice.
Mm.
So I'm excited to tackle this one with you. Are you ready?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay,
I like this.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm going to call her Elena.
Oh. Ooh, okay.
Okay? And she is from Los Angeles. I will say that.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. I want to propose to my girlfriend. Okay?
Okay.
At a
Congrats.
Family... Yeah, it's great. I want to propose to my girlfriend at a family event to make a statement to my not-so-accepting relatives. Is this a power move, or am I setting us up for drama?
The answer is in that question, and...
She knows.
She knows,
it. Knows you know
the
it.
Answer. But here's the thing. This is what I am afraid of, is that that's what she's thinking about during her proposal to her
Ooh,
girlfriend.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't want to read this young, this person, mm-hmm. this young lady. I don't know if she identifies.
Cis female.
Okay.
Cis female.
Mama. When you're proposing to someone, it's not about anybody but the person that you're proposing to. Mm-hmm. It's about your union. It's about your love. The acceptance of your love by other people
mm-hmm.
cannot come into that factor, especially if it's not met with love. Like if I were to propose to someone in front of Ian and Juan, I know that that's a safe place for me to express that kind of joy.
That's so weird. Why would you think that?
That's how I feel. Now, if I had an inkling or if I felt like, oh, I'm going to do this because I'm going to shake up the room, that is something to talk about in therapy. Mm. It's sketchy. It's not sketchy. It's scary because, you know, I think you both deserve that moment to be a happy moment and not to think about anything but what you're about to embark on and not have to think about, are they looking at us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they mad? Is my mom upset? And if you want to piss off your family, then do that, but don't involve your potential partner.
Yes.
To do so.
You're going to piss them off
exactly.
by getting engaged.
Yeah.
So share the video.
Yeah.
Post it in the family thread. Post it on the internet. Yeah. Send it in the thread.
Yeah. And let the text come through. But don't allow that space, that sacred space, which is what it's supposed to be, to be infiltrated by negativity and hate, because it will be. It could happen.
That could be so traumatizing.
It just makes it not about what it really is about, which is now all of a sudden this conversation is more about, you know, you trying to make a statement about and not feeling it, we can have a separate conversation about I feel for you and not having a family that like supports that.
Right.
But I commend that, like, you want to kind of like make a statement and you're not afraid to want to do that with your family. But right.
It's not going to heal you and how you feel about how they feel about you as a queer person.
There's
I want to invite all queer people to understand that sometimes we see ourselves through the eyes of non-queer people. We're always acknowledging people's discomfort with us and how people feel about us without even acknowledging how we feel about us in that moment. You know what I mean?
Also,
like the permission. Like, I'm going against your permission. It should not be about them.
Yeah.
They should be a non-factor. I mean, we all want our families to be accepting and loving, but you're creating your new family.
Yeah. And also,
your family.
I can get a little like, okay, lofty idea, or like, that's never going to happen, daydreamy. But there's also a world where you do it silently or you do it, you know, privately. And maybe you do get support. Maybe just in doing that, and then when you share to the family, there's one person who's like, "Hey, like I didn't realize how there's a possibility where there could be love and support." Period. There could be. You never know.
But it's also performative. You know what I
mean?
But
I'm not saying like do it privately so that's a possibility.
That's also such heteronormative marriage culture too.
Yeah.
To like, we're going to do it in front of the family. It's very like, you know,
That it's for them.
It's for, and we're going to have, we have to have 200 people at the wedding instead of 100 or it becomes about all of this other stuff that, like, at the end of the day, it's about these two people that are deciding if they want to do this or not.
Right.
And that's so beautiful.
Like, and it's way more powerful.
Yeah.
I think that's also what I'm saying is, like, for you to do that for yourselves, I think will have more of an impact than you think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'll add, don't invite people to your wedding who do not love you both as a couple.
Right.
And I say both as a couple because I mean, like, okay, you know, Uncle Bill loves, you know, his niece Megan, but he doesn't love that Megan is marrying Amber.
Right.
And he doesn't love Amber,
then
and he doesn't like the idea
of Megan.
Then he doesn't love Megan.
I'm sorry to tell you, he does not love the who you are. If that's a problem for him, that he needs to go sit outside until he decides and makes it known that it's okay. And that's the thing. We're so used to placating straight people because they're not where we are.
Yeah.
They're not on our journey. They haven't gotten there yet. Okay, well, then go be over there until you've gotten it. We always go to them. We go to their side of the fence to make sure they're okay. And someone needs to check to make sure that we're okay.
See, I'm going to push back on both of you. I actually think there's a world where you, what was his name? Uncle what?
Bill.
You invite Uncle Bill, and there is, again, a possibility where he sits there and he watches this ceremony. And you.
But again, you are worried about what Uncle Bill.
No. That is, you're saying that that's what you're worried about. We're not, we're saying, like, hey, we have to invite certain family members. It's not as deep and dramatic as we're making it. We know he feels a certain way about, like, me being gay, but ultimately, he loves me. And I want people in my life there to experience this moment that matters to me.
Why?
Because it's just what you would do. I'm not making...
But why? You know what I mean? Why do you need that?
Well, it's not about needing or not. It's just going, like, there's this moment in my life that, like, I want to share. And if it was me, I guess it's, this is me, if it was Ian, it's like, you know, but you know what? Like, this could actually be something very, very, it's, again, I hope that I'm never thinking about it in that way.
Yeah.
But I'm saying there is a possibility that the person sitting there watching it could be changed by the ceremony. And I'm not saying that they invited him so that we are trying to change Uncle Bill. I'm just saying that, like, that could happen. That could happen.
Yeah, it could. It could. I mean, wedding ceremonies soften people. That's true of, like, that's true of a straight couple where, like, you know, the guy's kind of a brute and he's like, you know, he's marrying your cousin. He's kind of an asshole. But then you see the ceremony, you're like, okay, I got it. I've softened to them a little bit. That's true.
It's welcoming them into the world. But it's not about that. But yes,
I think that it just really depends on how intolerant Uncle Bill is.
Of course. Yeah,
one
exactly.
thing is, like, if he's said blatantly homophobic, crazy things, the thing is, I've been to a lot of weddings. I've worked a lot of weddings. I know weddings. The energy in your reception is so easy to throw off. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have a wedding for 250 people and you have two poorly behaved people.
Yeah.
And it can ruin a lot of the vibe of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's such an expensive event that, sure, if someone's on the fence, like, maybe if someone has been, like, kind of, maybe not uber supportive, but has had quiet support, okay, maybe you can invite them. But if someone has been truly not good to you, don't invite them to your wedding.
Sure.
Because
I get that.
Invite them to the engagement party, do something else, but protect the space.
Sanctity of that
The
moment.
Sanctity of
yeah.
it. Because yeah. weddings are a made-up thing yeah. that we created to celebrate and to create a very special ceremony around love so that we can kind of
remember
throw
yeah,
back
memory.
To it
yeah.
you know. And so I think the engagement to a lesser extent, but is very much the same thing.
Right? Yeah. yeah
you just
yeah.
want to protect it because it could.
And that's why I say, like, you know, knowing that there's gonna be drama, like you said,
uh-huh.
The answer is in the question.
Yeah,
you know that there's something potentially going to be like
yeah,
and then you're gonna have to contend with that. And guess what? When you're contending with that, you're not contending with the fact that you're gonna marry the love of your life.
Yeah,
you're over here thinking about mom. or dad or Uncle Bill.
Yeah, you know you're making the B story important, and it's no, that's not even
correct.
Part of
and,
it.
And guess what? The B story will make themselves important. Because there is nothing that makes them, there is nothing, like when it comes to queer people specifically, there's so many stories that I've heard that's like, I'm trans. How could you do this to me? I like men. Oh my God. I thought, it's like, when did this ever become about you?
Oh, so
you know?
Exhausting.
And I've said many times before publicly, even like, you know, sometimes you have to give people time. Yes, you can give people time, but you can also protect yourself giving people time.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, and I would say like invite someone if you want to invite someone and you say, I think you do that when you know for certain within yourself that anything they do will not throw you off of what you think about yourself.
Yeah,
you know, and I feel like a lot of people don't do that. I feel like a lot of people are like, hopefully they're happy. I don't want there to be any drama. And I'm like, come from a place, I'm like, if there is drama, they can get the fuck out. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's why context is super helpful. Yeah. You know, it's not one size fits all.
For
this,
sure, for
this
sure.
This for sure is yeah. like, hey, it sounds like you know the answer to this question. And good luck. And, you know, mazel
yeah,
if you...
keep us updated.
I would love to know.
If you do, we love drama. So
oh my God,
if you
love
go
it.
Against the advice, we still want to hear about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Elena, film it.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're both messy. Because if you get off on being messy and funny, and
that's
you're kind of
thing.
Comedians...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's you know, a different kind of mess where you're like...
What?
If yeah. they're both like comedians and they can film it and like...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Make it, oh, so if you can do that, do it.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
you can do it that way. I see.
But then will the family allow you to post the video?
God, this create... This like
we're like, yeah, we're
you.
Really, the writer's room is
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, the writer's room is ready. Okay, okay, okay. We'll do one more.
We'll write the act out for you.
Okay. Do you,
just
should
share.
I just read it?
Just
okay.
read it.
Yeah.
I recently found out, this is Emily from Chicago. I recently found out my partner doesn't want kids anymore, but I still do. Mm. He used to. Is this a deal breaker?
Oh God, I have questions. Do you have kids already? That's what that's
they don't have kids.
Oh, they don't have kids.
I mean, I don't think so.
Okay.
You're like, I'm looking
I
at the
recently
profile.
Found my partner doesn't want kids.
Right. Okay. Right. Got it.
But yeah. I do.
Right.
And he used to want kids.
Yeah.
Is this a deal breaker? I think it is.
Mm.
I think it is. If you yearn for children, Emily, if you really want kids, and especially if you want biological children, I don't know how old you are, but you know, if you want children and youth, and it is a part of your imagination for yourself, for your life. I think it would be very hard to live with the regret in your 50s and 60s if you didn't have those kids. You can't ever really know. You could have the most fantastic, exquisite, perfect life, get the keys to the city, become the president of the United States. You can have a fantastic life because you didn't have kids and these things happened to you because of that, and you would still likely regret it if you really, really want them. Especially because you entered this relationship under the premise that
you both
your
shared.
Partner also wanted kids.
Yeah.
He's allowed to change his mind, and you are allowed to dump his ass.
Ooh. But I feel... I don't know how long they've been together, right?
We don't know.
Could be 3 months, could be 3 years, could be 30.
Yeah.
Hopefully not 30, because anyway. I feel like having a child is a very... big decision that a lot of people take lightly. I think a lot of us go into the world thinking, I want children.
Yeah.
I want children.
Default.
And if you ask people why, it would be difficult to give more than two reasons as to why you want to be a parent. Now, you can do whatever you want with your body. You don't have to explain anything to anybody.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes when people change their mind, there's a reason that they're changing their mind.
Mm.
And there might be space for them to change it back.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think holding space for why your partner has changed their mind and really, really caring, not caring how it affects how you feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why is it? Why do you feel that way?
Genuine curiosity.
And if it's just like, I don't fucking want them. Okay, well then I do. I probably should seek something, another option. It could be a deal breaker, but I think it's also a great opportunity to get even closer to your person.
I completely agree.
You know?
It in the same way that I was saying, like, invite Uncle Bill, you never know what could happen.
Right, right.
In this way.
Right, right.
Even.
Right.
are you getting it? Are you getting it?
I'm getting it.
Okay, I'm getting it.
I'm getting it.
Not me using a reference on a franchise I never watch.
It's fine.
No, but it. I agree with you that no, even results of children out of the equation, if you are hopefully someone who can hold that kind of conversation and you have a relationship with your partner where these kind of like hard truths are talked about, these uncomfortable truths are able to be discussed.
Yeah.
It is so a moment where all of a sudden maybe you understand him more and then it's not a deal breaker anymore. It's a, oh wow, like maybe we won't be together, but I love how honest you were with me. I now understand maybe where you're coming from. I was able I was given the opportunity for you to understand why it's important to me. And so in this way, yes. And so like it could be the ushering of a new relationship between you two on your way to getting kids. Or there's a way where in that space where you wonder why you want kids so much.
And
what it is about that, and that could shift. And all of a sudden, it's just, yeah.
I have something controversial to say.
Ooh, okay. Anyway, I think there's room for if you're set, you know, not like a timeline, but like, I wonder if you have room to gestate on this and if you can have that kind of exploration with your partner and see what happens.
I sometimes think that straight people use children as a placeholder for an excuse as to why they should or should not be together. I feel like sometimes they don't want to be together or they think they shouldn't be with this person, but they latch on to little things like, he wants to move to Texas. I don't want to move to Texas. Should we break up? Should you break up if you want to move with your person to another state? If you want to have a child with this person? Like, I feel like sometimes...
Wait, so in this instance...
It's like this kind of like thing. It's not there in the room. So it's easy to put something on something that's not there.
Oh, you're... So that's what I'm... Okay,
you know what
so
I mean? I'm not saying this. That's what this person is doing. I'm just saying...
In general.
I have seen a pattern with straight people where it's like, well, we wanted different things. But also, sometimes it's just because you aren't compatible. And you're using this thing as a reason to, oh, I don't think we should be together because I want this and you want this. Mm-hmm. When, in my opinion, the person that you're with is in front of you. That person is there. The child is not there. So you're making decisions based on something that is not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're... This like kind of conversation feels like it's being had by you and you alone and like not with this person, you know? Like, I feel like there's an investment that has to be made as to what, like, maybe it's more simple than that. Maybe it is like, I do, he doesn't, bye.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I feel like sometimes it's like, is that the reason that maybe it's not a deal, it's a deal breaker, or is it just making it easier to not?
Sure.
I hear what you're saying.
This is why I love therapy.
I think you're painting a little bit
For sure. I'm definitely painting my own
other thing.
Yeah.
So which is fun to discuss, and we could write a show about that.
Right.
But in this moment, you know, we're going to choose to believe the words, the little we know, and
this is the parasocial relationship I'm having with this person.
And you don't even know what they look like.
No, I don't. I mean, that doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
You know.
No, I know, but just yeah.
I love how your criticism of like straight relationships, and those decisions.
Well, because I've seen it. It's like, well, and then you go a little further, and you're like, oh, these people don't even go together.
Mm. Yeah,
the kid is not what was going to solve this.
I mean, right? But to be honest, I have known gay couples that have been married for 10 years who get a divorce because one wants to switch from silicone to water-based lubricant.
Children,
you know what I mean?
Children
like,
is
divorce
a big,
over anything.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. With straight people, children is a big thing. Children is a big, like, that's what, something you can get behind and say, well, I made this decision because they don't want children. And it's like, it's so easy to say that.
Yes.
You know, because children are like a big thing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I see exactly what you mean.
Or it's like gay people are like, he wanted to be open and I didn't. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we had to break up.
Yeah.
And you know, something you can say to him is that men do not feel obviously the same biological or societal or biological pressures to have kids at a young age.
Totally.
They have examples of men. They can do it into their freaking 80s. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Robert De Niro.
Exactly. Insane. But, you know, I don't know exactly how old you are, but obviously there are the...
Ian's dad.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, my God. I am a late child.
Yeah. You know... I am a late child.
But always on time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so he doesn't feel those pressures. And you can say to him, listen, I'm willing to wait a while if that's the case. You know, maybe...
But maybe these eggs.
Maybe we can freeze my eggs. Is this a conversation that you're willing to have in a few years? Or is this a conversation that you think you are never going to want to have?
Yeah.
And he might say... He might say, yes, I will want to have this conversation in a few years. Let's freeze your eggs because then you'll be in your 40s. And then you get to that point, and he still doesn't want them.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you don't want them.
Yeah.
So you can't know about that, but you can only ask the question and operate under, do what you think is best, knowing what you know now.
Yeah.
A lot could happen down the road. But if he says, no, I don't see myself wanting it. And then you have nothing to hope for.
Yeah.
So then my gut is just get your kid.
Emily, I'm gonna send a video that I hope will kind of just help. There was this beautiful video on, oh my God, I forget the account. They show these people stand up on a mic and like they've never told a story before. And it's kind of like poetry, like short story, like speech. And this woman tells a story of falling in love with someone who was 25 years younger than her. And there's this moment that arises because she notices at one point how he dotes over children and has this moment of like, oh my God, like I will not be able to give that to him. I have lived that life. I've already had the children. Mm-hmm. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful love story because she frees him and she kind of like lets him go. And he doesn't want to, all the things.
Of course.
But she meets someone, this woman who like she becomes enthralled with, and she's like, she was the most stunning woman I'd ever seen. She was walking down a street when I was in a cafe in Paris, and like they started talking, and she just knew. She was like, I want her to meet whatever his name is. And they introduce each other, and they have this, you know, like kind of kinetic combustion of energy when they meet. And she goes away, and she like doesn't tell him, and like she doesn't see them for a really, really long time. He's an artist in a town that she goes to visit back, like to revisit again. And she goes to see like his art exhibit, and this little and the woman that she saw that she was enthralled with was a redhead. And then when she walks into this art exhibit, a little girl runs to her with curly, curly red locks and greets her like she's known her. I could cry talking about this. Anyway,
so he ends up having a baby with the new lady that she introduced him to.
Is this a true story?
Yes.
That feels written for the page, for the screen.
Oh my God! It was you guys. I reposted it. It got a lot of engagement. That and food on my account, because people
and
were
Nick.
Like, and people were.
Sorry, that was so
dumb. Funny. No, it was good.
Like.
Anyway, it's really beautiful. And you know what we should do is we should post a little clip of it because I just think it's really, it's my brand, if you will. And a lot of people I think would benefit from hearing about this, like surrendering love so that the person you love has what it is they want. And so, you know, he ends up having kids, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's very King and I. Like, you know, I love the idea of like an older person, like
King and I.
Kind of, I know it's such a dated reference.
Slash most
we have
fella.
Ventured into mommy territory.
We're mommy territory.
And I love, it's like the King and I.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Remember Anna and the King?
Yeah.
With Jodie Foster?
So good.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yes.
But just not musicalized.
just Jodie Foster.
Yeah. Just people
kind
talking.
Kind of being steely. Oh my God. We did it. Those were good questions.
Those were great questions.
And they were kind of related. There was another really good question that we didn't answer, but I will leave it to our imagination. The question was, I'm going to save it, but I'll just tell it to you because it's juicy. I hate my roommate, but we regularly have sex and it's really good. should I
move out?
Move out. I don't like it. What I'm going to do is, I think for a special spilled milk, I'm going to ask him more questions. So we have more context. Anyway, that's it. Hopefully that'll be for next time. Yeah. We love you. Bye.
I want to talk about that.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.